Hi everyone, this is Emma.
And Katie with 60 Second News. And today we're here to talk about three scientists winning the Nobel Prize with their amazing body clock studies.
Three young American scientists, Michael Rosbach, Michael Young, and Jeffrey Hall, won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Prize has been awarded every year since 1901 for accomplishment in physics, chemistry, literature, and peace.
The three scientists were given this prestigious award for unraveling the molecular mechanisms that control our internal body clocks.
Believe it or not, they used fruit flies to separate a certain gene called period to show how a protein is encoded into our cells. Period controls our daily biological rhythm, keeping it regular.
A person's body clock impacts everything from hunger, emotion, metabolism, and much more. This discovery will help scientists to figure out sleep patterns and possibly help those who are not in a particular pattern.
Do you have a healthy sleep pattern? If not, maybe these scientists will have fixed that for you sometime in the near future. This has been Katie and Emma with 60 Second News.
Hello, this is Kyla and Sam from 60 Second News. As you may have heard, self-driving Uber trucks have been hauling cargo across Arizona since November of last year. This is the first step in what promises to be a freight transportation revolution that could radically reshape the jobs of long-haul truckers. Uber began contracting with trucking companies to use its own autonomous Volvo big rigs to take over the loads. The big step for us is recently is that we can plan to haul goods in both directions using Uber Freight to coordinate load pickups and drop-offs with local truckers, said Alan Woodrow, the leader of self-driving trucks effort. And Uber isn't alone in its pursuit. Companies join them, such as Tesla and the Tesla Semi.
The way Uber's trucking program works is that trucks driven by humans arrive at hubs set up at weigh stations where their trailer loads are switched over to Uber's Volvos. These trucks are made with hardware and software and an array of sensors that help the truck make what amounts to a glorified cruise control run across the state. The idea that truckers go home to their families instead of being on the road. States like Michigan, California, and Arizona are adapting their rules to try and be on the front lines of a potential transportation shift. That's all for 60 Second News. Join us next time.
Hello, everyone. This is the 60 Second Podcast with your hosts, Julia,
Peter,
and Sophia.
Have you ever seen garbage in the ocean? Do you feel like something should be done to stop this pollution? Well, Boyan Slat, a Dutch teenager, had a dream to clean up the Great Pacific Ocean, one piece of plastic at a time. Slat's prototype of the ocean's cleanup system 001 was included on Time's list for best inventions of 2015.
The project, also known as the Ocean Cleanup, started as a large tank to collect garbage like plastic and is now an automated modular system, which is a floating barrier that is almost 2,000 feet long. It moves with the ocean's currents, naturally moving to areas of higher concentration. Since the system is solid and not a net, the sea life that lives around it will not be harmed by the invention.
Woohoo! 193 countries signed as a resolution contract to eliminate plastic pollution in the ocean. For example, fast food restaurants removed plastic from their stores. Still over 8 million tons of plastic enter the ocean each year, which is why Slat sees his mission as a race against time.
Hi, this is Megan and Adam with 60 Second News. Sometimes, after a long day of walking, you just want to sit down and take a quick break. Not anymore in this Colorado city. Durango City has enacted a rule that illegalizes sitting or lying down on downtown sidewalks, curbs, and other various public areas. This ordinance was passed on May 15th, and a council member, Dick White, claims that the ordinance is meant to improve overall safety and the atmosphere in the city's downtown after years of loitering complaints by business owners. This affects public property for pedestrian or vehicle travel from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Some members of the council and other business owners wonder why the ban isn't in effect for a full 24 hours a day.
Discrimination accusations prompted White's response of, "People can stand with a sign on Main Avenue all day long and they are absolutely within their First Amendment rights. Offenders of the law will receive a warning at first, but a possible $100 fine would be administered for a second offense and even a $200 fine for a third. Some events, such as performances and festivals, are exempt to this rule during those times." This is Megan and Adam with 60 Second News.
Hi, it's Tyler and Izzy with 60 Second News. We are here today to report about 20 years of Google and how it has changed the way we think.
Google was founded on September 4th, 1998. Oh my God, that's old. In the United States, the history corresponds with the trend toward mass literacy. The Congress noticed this and encouraged it to spread. The government allowed information access by giving out inexpensive postal delivery of newspapers for people on matters such as home economics, but technology that spread information became cheaper and easier to get. Internet search and Google's improvement of technology is just another step in that direction. The only difference is frequency and quantity, says James Cortado.
The more services we use like Google, the more our brains organize the world in an index-based fashion. This means people who make a living providing information are increasingly organizing their presentation to catch eyeballs looking for a specific details and indexes. As a result, the way we interact with information is largely more disjointed than it was for our ancestors. That's all for today with 60 Second News. See you next time.
Hi everyone, we are Mia, Madison, and Connor with 60 Second News. As you may have heard, there have been groups opposing Brett Kavanaugh's nomination hearings this week. People are disrupting and outbursting Kavanaugh's hearings because of beliefs that he is not preserving civil rights and democracy. 70 people were arrested. On Wednesday, police temporarily closed off the hearing from additional spectators.
The Center for Popular Democracy Action worked with the Women's March, Ultraviolet, and Niral to try and get supporters to flood the Capitol. They offered lodging to travel protesters and jail and bail support if necessary. People are describing it as pandemonium and unlike anything they've seen before. However, supporters say it looked like a room full of people unified in understanding that their rights are being threatened.
In the end, protesters were given tickets but had prepared for worse. They are doing everything they can to make sure the senators hear them. Whose side are you on? That's it for now. Join us next time on 60 Second News.
Hi everyone, this is Elise and Cade with 60 Second News. As you may have heard, e-cigarettes' flashy labels have been targeting the attention of youth, and the FDA would like to put a stop to that, and we agree with them.
The colorful labels resemble everyday items that children consume and misleads children into thinking the toxic liquids are things they eat and drink every day.
The FDA reportedly sent 40 warning letters to the company. 6 of the letters were issued for dual violations where the products were sold to minors illegally online and packaged inappropriately. The products are misbranded under the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act.
A solution to help underage use of e-cigarettes is to bring them into an over-the-counter regulatory pathway. That would help regulate the amount of underage use of the product and would give more tools to look at the safety and benefits.
While the e-cigarette can help addicted adults quit smoking cigarettes, the viability is severely undetermined if the product entices youth to start using tobacco and nicotine.
That's it for now. Join us next time on 60 Second News.